Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Black Is 10 Minutes Break with yours truly, Casey Lehman. Guests in the house this evening are our contributors, Miss Shayna Michelle. Follow her on Twitter if you dare. Jay Lewis, one of our other contributors and educator extraordinaire. And our special guest this evening, Mr. Tash Mosley, talent manager, independent filmmaker and film producer. So tonight's topic is The Essence new hire. As you all probably have been following in the news, Essence magazine, the 40-year plus black magazine geared toward black women and beauty, has recently hired a fashion editor, a white fashion editor, named Eliana Plakis. And people have had some very strong reactions to that.
To say the least.
To the point where the editor-in-chief, Angela Burt Murray, felt the need to respond. Mm-hmm. And her response really didn't give us many answers as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Who wants to jump in?
I want to.
All right, Tash, I'm going to concede to you because I definitely have something I want to get in.
And as the sole brother on the panel, let's hear your perspective.
You know, I just think it's a lot of overreaction. I mean, when I first heard it, I heard her as like the fashion and beauty editor, and this was on the internet and from people talking. And then I heard it as like, you know, she is taking over the magazine. You know, just a lot of fear, like the same type of Tea Party fear that rams up like, oh my God, we're losing ground. And essentially, it's still a black magazine. You know, she's a gun for hire. They will hire a black person some other time. She probably brings a lot of contacts and connections. So they hired her for her Rolodex, for her ability to get shit done. And they're going to exploit her and they'll move on. They'll save their publication because magazines are in trouble. You know, only time advertisers want to buy is during the September issues. I mean, it's just, I don't understand the uproar.
To me, her Rolodex is the only point that is legitimate because she comes from Oprah. They want that Oprah connect.
Right. Yeah, and you know they're definitely going to use the Oprah juice. My thing is, though, if we remember, though, back in, what was that, like 93, 94, when the first white model graced the pages of Essence, I mean, I remember.
Oh, wow.
I'm taking it back there, and if I am incorrect in terms of my historical reference, I will tell you, though, that the reason why I'm bringing that back is because of the response, sort of that like bittersweetness that, yes, I knew what was going to happen at that point. If you get a black magazine like Essence that has complete and total ownership of itself, and then all of a sudden you've got a white model that's going to come in, which was uncharacteristic prior to that. And like I said, I'm being really loose about that. You already kind of know that this, you knew, already knew, at least I knew as an African-American woman, as a sister, what was coming. I knew that somebody in the leadership was going to eventually be white.
See, and I don't have any recollection of this particular issue.
Yeah, I do.
Because I could imagine the amount of uproar that would cause.
Was she on the cover or was she just in the magazine?
She was within the pages, not on the cover. Right, exactly. And there was some conversation about that. We're having a similar conversation. Of course, our reaction now is much more strong. This is somebody who is going to have control over black image and content.
Right. And how can she do that without bringing her own personal beauty standard and, you know, her own idea of what's beautiful to the magazine, to the publication? How can she not do that?
Right, right.
Initially, for me, it came off as a publicity stunt.
Okay.
Essence is suffering right now. All magazines are suffering right now.
Right.
So for me, it came off as something that they did to get attention, to get people to buy the magazine, which I don't think it'll help. It pissed people off.
Right.
So that was a bad idea on their part. But that's what it came off to me as at first. And then, too, for her, I mean, of all types of editor she could be, the fashion and beauty.
Right.
For the black magazine.
Wait, let's clarify. Is she the beauty editor or is she just fashion editor?
Fashion, I know for sure.
Right.
Beauty, I'm not sure. But to me, they kind of go hand in hand.
Right.
To a certain extent.
Yeah,
so
they do.
For her to be head over that department, to me, is just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, Burt Murray's response to me, I question, and we talked about this before, Tash and I got into it for real about this, I question the thoroughness of her search for somebody for this position. Mm-hmm. What it sounded like to me, based off the article that she put forth, was that this woman came in to freelance for 6 months. Right. She did a good job. Nobody was complaining. Right. Consumership didn't go down. So, hey, you know,
yeah,
if it ain't broke,
it like
don't
that.
Fix it. That's exactly how I took it. He had a very different response.
I feel as if they brought in a number of people to freelance and to edit, you know, just to try them out because they knew they needed someone to fill the position. And in the course of doing so, she was the cream that rose to the crop. Like, she got things done. She had an eye for what the viewers or for what the readership really liked. And they just went with, and I honestly believe that they made overtures to big black people who would be on par with taking that position as that editor position, editor. And the black folks didn't want to go. I mean, and for fashion, it's just like, black folks in fashion who are making moves don't want to be associated with a black magazine. You know, they want to be at Vogue or Interview or W. And so after all these people turn them down, they're like, fuck it. Let's get someone who will do it and do it well and shine. And so I took it to mean that, like, they tried her on for size and she was like, yeah, she rocks. Let's do this.
We'll have to see. Because I did pull out some old Essence issues and just was going over the masthead. And when she was filling in, they had her down as the contributing fashion editor, some other term before fashion editor to make it be known that she wasn't permanently in this position. And I want to see how many other names are That's on that one. Masthead That's before they just took Mickey Taylor off entirely.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, it makes me wonder how many people on Essence staff aren't black. Because when you read the masthead, every last name is not one that looks familiar, you know, to our community. So it could very well be that they've had a diverse staff all this time and the public just wasn't aware of it. But for some reason, this information got out to the public and caused this uproar.
And here's a real devil's advocate question for you. It's going to be a real ass itcher. So you have two equally qualified people as far as their style and their taste and their connections. But let's just say, and I know this is so wrong for me to say, let's say the white person happens to be a better editor. They write copy better, they write articles better, and they're not a more capable leader. The two are on par, they're equal. Who would you hire in that position? And when I say a better editor, the black person is a good editor, but I'm saying the white person is just I'm talking John Updike typewriter, you know, or Christopher Hitchens. Who are you going to hire for that position if you're Angela Burt Murray?
Well, this question was posed to me before, and I said just on general principle, I would give that black editor an opportunity because that white person with all their skills and abilities has several other publications they can approach with that talent. As where my struggling sister or brother may not be... They might not get that opportunity with those other publications. So if I have the ability to put them in a position, I'm going to give them the job, period.
Right.
No, I totally agree with you. I just like to stir the pot.
Yes. Any final thoughts, panel, before we sign off tonight?
I just want to say that I have to be in agreement with you. I just would rather have seen, like you said, a young brother and or sister get the kind of training that I know would happen, you know, at Essence. And instead of handing it off to maybe somebody who was maybe politically the better choice, you know. But at the same time, I still feel, I don't know, I feel like I want to give her props if she's good at what it is that she does and she's going to propel them into further into the 21st century, 100%. But at the same time, though, it still feels a little diluted to me, just in terms of black creativity. I mean, for real.
I agree.
Yeah.
Can I?
Go ahead.
So, if you have a publication that's kind of, that needs to be supported, do you train somebody and wait for them to grow into the mantle of actually holding down the editorship? Or do you pick somebody who is ready to swim laps now?
Well, Shayna, I think, maybe thought probably a little bit more about this when she said that, and actually, I'm sorry, maybe it was you, Tash, but if Essence is in trouble, then they probably did need somebody who was going to be able to get in and hit the ground running. And if this particular white girl can do that, then that's what they're going to do. But I'm saying maybe, and I don't know, you know, I'm not in there with them. Maybe another up and coming, somebody who had the talent potential, you know what I'm saying? Right, exactly, to come in and become the fashion editor. Mm-hmm.
And to me, honestly, since Angela Murray has been at the helm of Essence, the ads have changed in a way that to me are very obvious. And so I'd like to see where it is it's going to go now, you know, because once she was at the top, all of a sudden we have white ads, which Essence never had before. Mm-hmm. And so she's doing a new thing. And I mean, clearly Time Warner is not complaining. So we'll see.
They're not going to complain. Of course they're not going to complain.
We will see. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Take care. Check in with you all later. Good night.